Jelani Jenkins, linebacker, Miami Dolphins, joins us now. And it's always nice to see guys that have your athleticism, your skill set, come to the Miami Dolphins, because it looks like you can do multiple things for this defense and in special teams. What were your first impressions of OTAs and minicamp and seeing how you fit as a Miami Dolphin?
I think I see a lot of areas I could fit in. You know, there's a lot of guys around me that, you know, have been played in this whole position, linebacker in the NFL, and they have a lot of experience. And I just like to watch those guys and take as much coaching as I can. And I see that they need me at a couple different areas, and I'm able to cover, I'm able to play in the box, and, you know, I'm just open to wherever they want me at.
Is that the biggest thing, to try to set yourself apart from that linebacking core, is your versatility? Not only can you play inside, you can play outside, you can contribute on special teams. That has to be an asset for you.
Yeah, absolutely. There are a lot of positions that are open at different points, and wherever I see myself fit, wherever they see me where I can fit, you know, that's what I'm going for.
I've been asking a lot of the young guys, the rookies that have been drafted this year, and some of the undrafted rookie free agents, how they fit in and how they can get wisdom from some of the guys that have played there. You know, I know that Ellerby and Wheeler are new guys here. Koemisi's been a Miami Dolphin for multiple years. Have you been able to bounce some different ideas, or they've been able to share some tricks for you to kind of pass down, so it makes it a little bit easier for you to go out at practice and OTAs and minicamp?
Absolutely. I ask as many questions as I can and try to pick their brain as much times as I can. I also watch a whole lot of film and see what they do, and try to emulate what they do and try to master their footwork, try to master their fundamentals and see what they see. So I'm studying them at all times.
And you talk about communication. That's a huge thing, you know, as a guy trying to learn the playbook on the offensive or defensive side. Kevin Coyle, one of those guys not afraid to express where he's at on the field and if you're doing it right or you're doing it wrong. What were some of your impressions of defensive coordinator Kevin Coyle during training camp and mini camp and OTAs?
He's very passionate. He's a lot like my head coach at Florida, Muschamp. He's real passionate about his defense, and he knows what he's doing. He's very smart, very intelligent. And I'm learning a lot from him, and I think a lot of guys are happy to play for him, and they trust him. They trust his scheme, and you can see it worked last year, and they had a lot of success on it. So I think that's just the biggest thing. I just try to get as much information as I can from him and see how other guys respond to what he teaches, and, you know, just try to do the same thing.
Every young football player always dreams of getting, you know, from high school to college to the NFL and making it. How excited are you now with training camp just around the corner? How excited are you to go into your first camp as a Miami Dolphin?
I'm very excited. It's definitely better than sitting at home and doing nothing.
That's for sure, right?
Yeah, it's definitely better than that. I'm excited. I'm just excited for the opportunity, excited to, you know, compete, excited to just be a part of this organization and just still learn and still get better every day. That's the biggest thing, just get better every day. Take a different point every day, try something new to help me out every day, and just take it one day at a time.
Do you have any goals going into training camp? You know, it's a big test, you know, with all those preseason games. You get the extra game with the Hall of Fame, so you have five tests, you know, coming up, and you have to prepare for that. What are your goals going in to the test, to training camp?
Like I said, just get better every day. Try to, you know, find my way wherever this team needs me, wherever the coaches need me to be at. Just every day look at that and come to practice ready to play, ready to compete. Just keep in my playbook and learn as much as possible from all the guys around me.
I asked some of the other teammates of yours that were from Florida how comforting it was to know that you're coming in with other guys that you've been around the locker room, you've hung out with, and you've probably gone to dinner with and shared games with, wins and losses. How important is that for a rookie to come down and at least see a familiar face in the locker room?
It makes it so much easier. Just the amount of comfort I have around those guys. I've been through the same type of programs and all the hard work that we've done together. Is everything. You know, I got a guy like Mike Pouncey who's been here, and I can ask anything I want from him, you know, ask anything, try to get ideas off of him, and also try to, you know, just get certain tips from him because he's been here. And then guys like Mike Gillisley and Caleb Sturgis, I mean, these are guys that are going through this whole rookie thing with me at the same time, and, you know, we definitely make it easier on each other.
I know it's so important what you do on the football field, but I know that in the community, you guys have already reached out as rookies. I see the Camp No Excuses t-shirt, and you've been out in the community with your teammates. Share, tell us how important that is for you personally, just to give back to where you're living now.
I mean, it's everything. I remember when I was a child and seeing guys like Dale Green come speak to us at camps, and just to see, you know, people who made it in front of you, it just brightens you up. And I definitely want to be that face to a lot of these kids, and just help out as much as I can, because, you know, not everybody's as fortunate to make it to this level. And if you could just help out one kid, help out somebody, and give them one piece of information that's going to help them succeed, I mean, that makes it all worth it.
So. Well, it's important off the field, and it's important on the field, and it seems like you're getting a handle on both of them. Yeah. Jelani Jenkins, linebacker of the Miami Dolphins, thanks, and we look forward to seeing you in training camp in the preseason.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it, too.